The website has been around several years. It needs to be refreshed, and it was decided. I want to say a couple of years ago to start pursuing redesigning it, and it was approved by the county commissioners and its budget to do so, and so that has begun, and so this is the first step of that process, which is to do the design of the website, and part of that design, which is the company who is working on the website and creating it, is the submission of photos for to be used on the website's banner and slideshows and things like that. And so that's what we're pursuing now, is the first thing that they're requesting for our website.
Okay, and so how can citizens help with this?
The best way for them to help is to submit royalty photographs, and that's really important. They must be ones that they took or they know that have are not copyrighted by anybody else. And these photos can be anything which represent Brazos County, which Brazos County uses as, you know, a point of pride, you know, that kind of thing. Like, of course, one of them, which represents Brazos County, obviously, is Texas A&M. But there's several other buildings. There's a historic downtown, things like that. And we want to put those kind of images up on the website to represent all the things in the county.
Okay, so they're definitely, they want like home photos, just photos that people have taken themselves, you said.
Okay. Yeah, and the actual images themselves may be modified to like blend into other images. The company that's designing the site is sort of going to perhaps be creating like a collage of different photos. And so it may not be like the exact photo with, you know, like that's the only photo that's there. But
okay. Can there be people in the photos, or do you prefer just of landmarks and areas of the Brazos County?
There can be people in the photos, but what is needed is a model release form, and we have that on our Flickr account that people can download. And basically all it says is that the people who are in the photograph know they're in the photograph, they release their permission to be in that photograph, and that we have it on paper that it's okay to use them.
Okay, and how does someone submit a photo if they would like to?
If they would like to submit a photo, the county has set up, by county I mean me because I'm the webmaster, set up an account on a website called Flickr, F-L-I-C-K-R. And that is a website where people can share photos with other people. And if you go to that website, and it's the one that, if you go to the current county website, this news item about us requesting photos has a link there which shows you how to get to that website, which is our group on Flickr, and it shows there how you can upload photos.